Chapter 23, The Guitar Fingerboard. Information is not knowledge. Knowledge is not wisdom. Wisdom is not truth. Truth is not beauty. Beauty is not love. Love is not music. Music is the best. Frank Zappa. Basic Guitar Details. This chapter is not intended to teach you how to play guitar, just like the piano keyboard chapter was not intended to teach you how to play piano. There are tons of great books and teachers out there for that. But there are so many people who have guitars and play them, it's more likely that you'll own a guitar than a keyboard, and it's important to explore these concepts on guitar to help understand and assimilate them. So what you will get from this chapter is information about how the guitar works, how its notes and chords are written out, and a few other important details. Parts of the guitar. Most of the parts of the guitar we won't cover in much detail. What you'll be learning is the fretboard, the frets, and the notes on guitar as they're written down. But just for kicks and to give you a visual, enjoy this beautiful Gypsy Jazz D-hole guitar made by luthier Shelley Park. That's example one on this book's website. The six strings of the guitar are suspended over the fingerboard and the frets between the nut and the bridge. The nut is the piece of plastic, perhaps originally it was made of nut, closest to the tuning mechanisms known as, you guessed it, tuners. The nut holds the strings just off the fretboard of the guitar. On the face of the guitar, towards the fat end, is the bridge, a slim, bridge-like piece just past the sound hole on an acoustic guitar or the pickups on an electric guitar. The bridge holds the strings up off the top of the guitar, and its placement is partly responsible for the intonation and tone quality of the guitar. All guitars have these parts. The fretboard is where half of your work takes place. It's where you change the pitch of the instrument with the fingers of your left hand, or with your right hand if you're playing a left-handed guitar. The other half of your work takes place with the right hand, which either strums or picks the strings. Perpendicular to the fretboard are the frets of the guitar, thin strips of metal you'll use when you change notes or play chords. In order to get a good sound, your fingertips should press the string down just behind the frets. Behind the fret means closer to the tuners than the bridge. Guitar isn't nearly as intuitive as the piano keyboard, so spend some time on the concepts in this chapter, and the whole book, using your guitar if you want to really understand it. Instead of one series of chromatic notes, like you have with piano, the guitar has six series of chromatic notes, one for each string. Guitar is a unique instrument, and despite the fact that it's more challenging to comprehend than piano, there are compensations. If you were to learn all 12 major scales on a wind instrument or piano, you'd have to memorize 12 separate patterns. That's a lot of memorizing. With guitar, to memorize those same 12 scales, all you need is one pattern. Start the exact same pattern on a different part of the guitar, and you've got the same scale, chords, melodies, etc., but in a different key signature. More on this wonderful attribute in a little bit. The strings of the guitar. Guitar has six strings. The thickest and lowest in pitch is the sixth string. The thinnest and highest in pitch is the first string. I'm sure you can figure out the ones in between. In addition to a number, each string also has a letter name that corresponds to the note the string is tuned to. From lowest to highest, the letter names of the strings are E, A, D, G, B, E. Here's a graphic, image number 2 on the book's website, to show you the string names. Notice that the sixth string is fatter than the first string. With one exception, the second string, guitar strings are tuned in intervals called fourths. You'll learn more about intervals in the next part. You don't need to know about intervals to tune a guitar, you just need a tuner that will show you the note names, or a piano on which you can play the notes and tune the strings by ear. Let's go through the strings. When you hold the guitar, whether it's a lefty or a right-handed guitar, the fattest strings, the lowest sounding ones, should be on top, closest to your face. Remember way back in the beginning when I said that things in music are always counted from the bottom up? Guitar strings are numbered from the floor up, so the sixth string is closest to you. Check out the name and number for each guitar string on the diagram in example 2. Below, in example 3 on the book's website, are the guitar's open strings as written down. An open string means the string isn't fretted with a finger and is vibrating along its entire length, from nut to bridge. Play each open string on a guitar and memorize where it's written and how it sounds. There's a note in example 3 on the book's website, and you can see that under the treble clef, there's a small 8 connected to the clef. This is another kind of clef, looks very, very similar to the treble clef, but with that little tiny 8 underneath it. This means that the notes sound an octave lower than they're written. Half steps and the guitar. Remember half steps, the smallest interval we have in Western music? It's two adjacent keys on the piano, right? Well, on guitar, the half step can be heard on adjacent frets of the same string. As you shorten the string, the pitch goes higher. For example, on the very first string, a note on the fifth fret is a half step lower than the note on the sixth fret. If you own a guitar, play each fret all the way up each string. This is the sound of consecutive half steps, or the chromatic scale. If you've memorized the order of notes, notes are sharp, ascending, and flat, descending, and especially the natural half steps, E to F and B to C, you'll have no trouble finding note names on the guitar. All notes on the guitar. To the right and on this book's website are all the notes on each string of the guitar all the way up to the 14th fret. Do you remember that there are 12 half steps in an octave? There are. That's why the note at the 12th fret of each string is the same letter name as the open string. 12 half steps is an octave. Notice the dots to the left of the fretboard in image 4. Two dots at the octave on the 12th fret. Most guitars have these dots marked both on the surface of the fretboard and also along the outside edge of the fretboard where you can see them from above. They're a visual aid to help you see the patterns. Memorize the names of the fret at each of the dots on all strings. What is the note at the 5th fret on the low E string? You should have come up with A, which also happens to be the pitch on the open 5th string. What is the note at the 5th fret of the A string? It's D, right? Same note as the open 4th string. And the 5th fret on the D string is what? Did you get G, the same note as the 3rd string? Remember the interval from the G string to the B string is a 3rd, so we have to move from the 5th fret. On the G string, push the string down behind the 4th fret and you'll get B, the same pitch as the 2nd string. And finally, back to the 5th fret of the B string, which will give you an E, the same pitch as the open 1st string. I hope you understood all that. Throwing all those numbers around can be confusing. Sit with a guitar and play everything that I just wrote. It will become much more clear if you can play and hear what I'm talking about. Give it a try. You can use this to tune the guitar to itself. Play the fretted note and match the pitch of the open string to the fretted note by either tightening or loosening the string with the tuners. Scales on guitar. Once you know the notes on guitar, scales will be relatively easy to figure out. Of course, you have to remember the pattern of whole and half steps for the scale you want, but you memorized that long ago, right? We're going to use the major scale, and the pattern of whole and half steps in the major scale is whole, whole, half, whole, 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 half. At first, you'll do the entire scale on one string. This will be a little awkward, but it will be easier to see where those half steps and whole steps fall. We'll take the E major scale and play it on the 6th string. You could also play the same scale on the 1st string, which is also E, but stick with the 6th string for now because we'll soon be using the 5th and 4th strings also. Again, the pattern for the major scale is whole, whole, half, whole, 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 half. So starting on E, our scale has these notes. E, F sharp, G sharp, A, B, C sharp, D sharp, E. Play all these notes on the 6th string. Once you've done that, we'll play the scale without moving your hand so far up the neck. Go play your scale on the 6th string before you continue. And use that printable fingerboard if you need help. Take a look at the notes of the scale and find out which notes of the scale is the first one you can play on the 5th string. This is example 5 on the book's website. It's A, right? So after you play E, F sharp, and G sharp on the 6th string, then you'd play the next note of the scale, the A, as an open 5th string. Then stay on the 5th string and play the B and C sharp. The next note, the D sharp, can be played on the 4th string, 1st fret, and the E at the top of the scale can also be played on the 4th string, 2nd fret. Voila, your scale is done and you haven't moved out of first position, which is where your hand is, at the very top of the guitar neck. We won't go into all the scales and scale patterns on guitar here. That's best left up to you and your guitar teacher. Let's move on to chords. Chords on guitar. It's possible to play 6-note chords on guitar, and there are many chords that do use all 6 strings. A chord is 3 or more notes, so you could use only half the guitar's strings and still get a chord. We'll start with the E minor chord, which is easy to finger and sounds cool because it uses all 6 strings. To the right is a chord diagram representing the guitar fretboard. This is example 4 on the book's website at basicmusictheory.audio. Dots indicate where your fingers are placed. Index finger is 1, middle finger 2, ring finger 3, and pinky is 4. Below this, in example 7, you can see the E minor chord for guitar as it's written out. There are 6 notes, 1 for each string. As a little test, find the notes in the guitar chord that are doubled or tripled. If you want to learn more chords, there are many chord charts out there, and I'd bet the farm you can find a bunch online for free, too. Happy searching. Moving on. Okay, after the chapter review is a review for all of Part 4. Once you've got that information stored in your little gray cells, we'll move on to concepts like intervals, measuring the distance between notes, minor scales, modes, another type of scale, blues scale, and many other types of scales. But first, the Chapter 23 Study Guide. Number 1. How many strings on the guitar? 6 strings on the guitar, unless you're Charlie Hunter. Number 2. What are the string names from lowest pitch to highest? Strings of the guitar from lowest to highest, or 6 to 1, are E, A, D, G, B, E. Number 3. What number string is the fattest? That's the low E string or the 6th string. Number 4. What number open string is highest in pitch? That's the high E or the 1st string. Number 5. What is the definition of a half step on the guitar? That's the distance between adjacent frets on the same string. Practical use exercises. Number 1. Practice writing out the guitar clef. It's called an octave clef, or a vocal tenor clef, because it's used for tenor voice. Draw the little bitty 8 underneath the clef. This tells you it sounds an octave lower. Bonus, draw an 8 above the clef, and the notes on the staff sound an octave higher. Number 2. Write out a proper clef, then write the notes for the open strings on guitar. Then fill the staff with notes on, above, and below the staff. Write in the note names, and then find them on your guitar. Most can be found on more than one string. Number 3. Play some chords. It doesn't matter if you don't know any fingerings. Try some, and you might find a sound that you like. Then write out the notes of that chord. Or if you already know chords on the guitar, play them and write out those notes.